And turn to the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter 23, verse number 3. Psalm chapter 23, verse number 3. He restoreth my soul.
Yeah.
Or we could stop and shout.
Amen.
Amen.
He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Amen. Amen.
Not for my name's sake, but for his name's sake.
Yeah.
May God add his blessing to the very precious reading of his word. God, we love you today. God, we're thankful. And God, we pray, God, that as we come before your throne this morning, God, that you will anoint us, God, from the very top of our head down to the very soles of our feet. And God, I pray today, God, that you will hide me behind your cross, knowing me the very precious blood of your lamb. God, I cannot do this without you. God, you know, God, that I desire and I covet and I'm desperate for your anointing this morning. God, I pray that you break my heart over your scripture. God, I pray that you get me out of your way. God, I pray that you help me lift you up. God, I pray today, God, that you'll use me just one more time, God. If there's one today that's lost, God, may they come to salvation. If there's a saint today that needs restoration, may they find it on the altar of prayer. God, we ask today, God, most of all, that you'll meet with us and that you'll bless us. God, and that you'll encourage us and that you'll lift us up. God, and that you'll give us the strength to carry on. And Father, we ask all of this today. Oh, God, we ask it today in the name that is no, there is no other name that's given under heaven whereby men must be saved. Than the name of Jesus. And God, we ask all of this in his name today. Not for us, not for our friends, not for our family, but for his name's sake, God, we pray in Jesus' name this morning. Amen and amen.
Amen. Blessing God.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I want us to focus on verse number 3 in the latter half. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. If you'd like to follow me this morning, take your Bible and turn to Jeremiah chapter 6, verse number 16. The Bible says there, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and seek and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein. And ye shall find rest for your souls. I want you to understand this morning that as I was studying this passage of Scripture, when it describes this path, that it says, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. This path, as it is described and understood in the Hebrew, it is understood as a well-worn and beat-down path, one that has been walked before. And I want you to understand this morning that as we talk about the old way, and yes, we do still read out of the old King James Bible, and yes, we do still get excited and shout and praise his name, and yes, people still do come down to an old-fashioned altar. Why? Because my Bible tells me to seek and ask for old paths and to seek and walk therein, and I'll find rest. So as we look at this today, I'd like for us to understand, number one this morning, it's a worn path.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a worn out path.
Come on.
Man, I got to thinking about this, and I just got blessed. And I, everyone that's walked this path before me. Some of you may not know, some of you do, a lot of you do. My daddy, in about 40 minutes, something like that, he's going to get up and preach the Word of God.
Yeah, yeah, amen.
In the place where the Lord put a burden on my granddaddy to start a church.
Yep.
Amen.
In 1969.
Bless you, Lord.
And I'm thinking of those who had walked the path before me.
Come on. Come
on. And my mind goes to my father, and my mind goes to my daddy and my granddaddy, that has preached the Word of God straight and true.
Yeah.
Glory.
And because of their faithfulness, and because somebody answered the call to preach the Word of God, they led people in the paths of righteousness.
Amen.
And then I begin to think of some more men that have walked the path before me. I know some of you, you don't even know me. Some of you may not have heard me the first time I preached in this church. I preached for an hour straight, didn't know what I was talking about.
Preach on.
Did not know. But he had confidence in me. Why, I have no idea. But he did. And he didn't realize it. But he was leading me in the paths of righteousness.
Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
For his name's sake.
Yes, sir. That's good.
He didn't just associate with me. He cooperated with me. Something I could tell you about your pastor today is that he has led you in the paths of righteousness.
Amen.
Not for his glory.
Amen.
That's right.
Not for his glory.
Yes. Come on.
But for his glory.
Yes.
Our Bible says that they might see your good works and glorify your Father,
amen,
which is in heaven.
Amen.
I got to thinking about this, and how many people have made a difference in my life that led me when they didn't even maybe realize that they were leading me in the old paths, in the righteous paths of God. I got to thinking about our good shepherd. He said, I am the good shepherd,
amen,
and my sheep know my voice.
Yeah.
It's a worn out path. The Bible tells us in that verse, it says, seek and ask for the old paths. It has been a way that's been trod before. It's been a way that's been tested before. And it's been a way that's been found true.
Yes, sir. Yes. Amen.
Now I'm going to tell you,
touch him, God.
We're at 10:38. If you'd like to start at 11, you better start shouting. Because otherwise, my brain thinks that you're not getting it.
Yeah.
Then I have to repeat it again. And it just takes twice as long.
Come on. Really rough.
Not only is it a worn out path, it's a good path.
Amen. Amen. Come on, preacher.
I'm glad that I'm in a good way.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The Bible says that it's a narrow way.
Yeah.
It's a way that the Bible says, and few there be that find it.
Yep. Come on.
I want you to understand that I'm in that few.
Amen. Amen.
There's only a few of us here too, aren't there? I said, I am in the few this
Amen.
Morning.
Amen.
That have I've gotten the old paths, and I found the good shepherd, and he's leading me in the paths of righteousness. For his name's sake, I'm glad that I'm in a good way this morning.
Amen.
There's a lot of us that the Lord found us in a bad way.
Come on. Amen. Come on.
Amen. Some of us he found with a bottle in our hand. Some of us he found on the side of the road in a ditch somewhere. Some of us he found us in a crack house strung out. But I'm glad that when he found you, he showed you the good way and said, walk here and you'll find rest.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Man, I tell you this morning, if we're going to ever have a revival in this country, I mean a true revival, we're going to have to get back to the old way.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to have to get in the good way. Brother Robert, there's a lot of people out there that they know me. Y'all know me.
Come on.
I'm okay. I mean, I'm not a real big fan of contemporary music, am I, Jenny? I love that old stuff.
Come on.
It just does something for me. I don't know.
Amen.
It just does something for me. Something about when it's done right.
Come on. That's right.
There's some power in that old stuff. Now, I'm not discrediting this new stuff, but my God, let's not throw that old stuff out either.
Amen.
Amen. Let's not throw that stuff out. There ain't nothing wrong with that. It's got us through some tough times. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Man, it's let us know till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, hold me tight. In the honor and in the strength of his hand, he will hold us and he will keep us. I'm so glad that my name is in the book of life. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. I'm glad that some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air coming after you and me. Joy is ours to share. I'll fly away, oh glory. There ain't nothing wrong with that old stuff. I'm telling you, I like the old paths.
Amen. Amen.
It's a good path.
Thank you.
It's a victorious path. Do you know that we don't fight for victory? We don't fight for victory.
Amen.
We walk in it.
Amen. Amen.
I'm going to go home. I'm going to preach this to my church. And I'm going to dare them not to shout. Said we walk in victory.
Amen. Amen.
Trevor, let me tell you something, Bo. There's some times in my life where I'm fighting some battles. And I'm like, Lord, am I ever going to win?
Come on.
And my brother called me yesterday.
Bless him.
And it's a battle that I wonder, God, will I ever win? Will I ever be able to win my brother to the Lord? See, that's not a burden you have to carry. It's a burden I have to carry.
Come on.
Greg, he told me 2 weeks ago, he said, if the life I'm living is going to send me to hell, I'm okay burning. But you sit on your padded pew and don't pray. Man, we have become so comfortable because everything in our family is okay.
Bless him, God.
Come on.
We've got a country that is falling apart.
Amen.
But as long as I can make it to Sunday school, it'll be okay. What we need to do is we need to be getting on our knees and praying. I know for a fact that this man right here has taught us how to pray. And that prayer is important. Prayer is the key to everything. In the paths of righteousness, I'm walking with the Lord. I'm following the Lord. Every step that I take, the Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Every step that I take in this good way, it's been ordered by Him. I want you to understand, but as I'm walking, I should be talking to Him. And I should be praying with Him. And I should be asking Him, God, will you please touch my family? God, will you please save my brother? God, will you please touch my church? God, will you please use me in my church? God, will you please use me in a mighty way? Greg, I'm not here to be seen. I don't care to be seen. Don't want to be seen. All I want is for Him to be seen. That's all that matters to me, is that somebody sees Jesus Christ in me. That somebody sees the righteous path that the Lord is leading me in. And they say, I want to get in that good path. I want to get in that righteous path. I want to follow in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake.
Amen.
Some things we fight, we never know if we'll win.
Amen. That's true.
But let me tell you something this morning. There's a war that's already been won.
Amen. Amen.
The battle against sin has been won. And if you're here today and you're lost, and you're dying, you say, I'm not dying. Yes, you are. And you're on your way to hell. There's a righteous path that you can get in.
Amen.
People don't want righteousness anymore.
That's right.
Right living. We don't want that. We don't want to put on the whole armor of God. We just want to take a piece of it. Let me just put a piece of it on. We want to hold on to the world and hold on to God at the same time. And nowhere in my Bible does it tell me I can do that. I cannot serve the flesh and be effective in the spirit. If we in our lives are ever going to be anything for the Lord, we're going to have to get in the paths of righteousness. And it should be our job to lead others into the paths of righteousness. We have become people have come to the acknowledgement. They've come to this realization, and they're settled in this statement that as long as I'm saved, I don't have to do anything else. That is not what salvation is. My friend, I believe when you get in and get in the right way, you'll want everybody you know to get in with you. And you'll do your best to lead people into the paths of righteousness.
Amen.
You know what's going to make this church blow up? Is when you in the pew realize that there are people that I can lead in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake.
Amen. Amen.
But I can't give you that desire. I can't make you want it, Greg. I can't make you want to serve the Lord. This morning, the choice is yours. Say, I'm in the path of righteousness. I would say follow after Preacher Tim's example and lead others in the paths of righteousness. It's hard. It's a heavy load to bear. We had our Beaver Creek conference meeting yesterday, and I told them sometimes I just soon stay at the house. People come to church, they're just calls anyway. They didn't come to see nothing. They didn't come to experience God. They just come to check a box. And I'll be honest with you, I'm fed up with it. If that's the only thing we're using the church for, we're misusing God's house. This house is to be called a house of what? Prayer. Prayer, absolutely prayer. But how many of us spend time in prayer? And I'll leave here today and I'll go to my church tonight and I'll preach to them. And we'll have this same problem next week. People just showing up because it's what we do. I don't want to come to church just because it's what we do.
Amen. Amen.
I want to come to church and experience God in a new way.
Glory.
In a greater way. What about you this morning? As they come and give song of invitation, I don't know what they're doing. I'm done.